Marketplace Morning.
The Sorry Tale of Retail.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Scott Jagow. Things are tough all over, it seems. It's not just Home Depot, Staples, and Target stores whose latest quarterly profit reports are suffering. Even high-end retailer Saks says it's seeing its customers spending less. Target says its customers are sticking more to the basics. At the same time, they're having trouble meeting their credit bills. And it's all raising new worries about what's ahead for consumer spending through the end of the year. Analysts say it'll help if gasoline prices keep falling. More results are due today from several other retailers, including BJ's Wholesale, Limited, and Ross stores. Apple is getting ready to kick off the next phase of the launch of its new iPhone 3G. Consumers in more than 20 countries from India to Argentina will get a chance to buy the new gadget starting tomorrow. The company will no doubt be offering more reliable web connections and making its case for how its products are so much easier to use. But it turns out Apple has been struggling to fix glitches from its initial rollout of its new iPhone version here in the U.S. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
Despite the company's reputation for reliable, easy-to-use technology, Apple's latest iPhone has generated a number of complaints.
Weak or inconsistent signals, dropped calls, reports of poor battery life.
That's USC marketing professor Ken Wilber. Apple has released two software patches, though he says it's unclear if these will fix all the problems. Wilber says reports of lost emails and other malfunctions invite unflattering comparisons.
You know, you hate to compare Apple to Microsoft, but after they've been hammering Microsoft on Vista problems for months in their advertising, Apple's got some problems of their own.
Apple needs to fix those bugs quickly in order to fend off competitors. T-Mobile is expected to release a new phone powered by Google software sometime before Christmas. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Can stocks break out of their losing streak so far this week? The Dow fell another 131 points yesterday for a decline of 1.1%. The Nasdaq dropped 1.3%. The S&P 500 turned in a loss just shy of 1%. Overseas, Tokyo's Nikkei dipped a tenth of a percent, but there was a 6% surge in Chinese stocks on hopes the government there will soon introduce an economic stimulus package. And European markets are up as much as 1% at this hour. The Democratic and Republican conventions are each expected to cost in excess of $60 million. And the host committees in Denver and the Twin Cities are both still fundraising at a furious pace. As Marketplace's Steve Henn reports, many of the biggest donors are companies and unions with business before Congress.
Campaign finance laws may limit the donations lawmakers can accept. But when it comes to paying for conventions, companies and unions can give as much as they want. Chris Lopez is communications director at the Democratic National Convention.
There are sponsors who will contribute $1 million.
So what do you get for that kind of cash?
They can get a variety of things depending on which opportunity or opportunities they would like. So you're essentially offer them a menu.
During Obama's big speech, the largest donors will watch from skyboxes. They get concert tickets and private talks with dignitaries. But Steve Weissman at the Campaign Finance Institute says most of the biggest donors want something else.
You know, you've got companies that are doing federal legislation all during this period.
Weissman's group identified more than 170 donors kicking in for the conventions. They've spent more than $1 billion lobbying in Washington in the last few years. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
Some small sport utility models have earned top grades in the insurance industry's latest crash tests. The 2009 Ford Escape and Volkswagen Tiguan and the 2008 Mitsubishi Outlander and Nissan Rogue all did well in front, side, and rear crash tests. The Escape, by the way, shares the same scores with the Mercury Mariner and Mazda Tribute, which all have the same underpinnings. The U.S. saw a 3.9% drop in traffic fatalities since 2006. That's according to the latest report from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters credits the decline to safer vehicles and aggressive law enforcement. But commentator Robert Rice says there's something else at work in these numbers.
Some good news amid all the bleak economic indicators. Traffic deaths in the United States reached their lowest level in more than a decade last year. So what are we doing right? Some point to safer cars. But cars on our roads last year weren't all that much safer than they were the year before. Basically, they were the same cars because sales of new cars plummeted. Some hypothesize that our roads have become safer, but our roads didn't suddenly improve. In fact, too many of America's highways are literally falling apart for lack of adequate maintenance. One major bridge even caved in. Some think the drop in highway fatalities is due to drivers being more careful, buckling their seatbelts, obeying traffic laws. But here, too, the evidence is weak. Seatbelt laws have been in effect in most states for years. If anything, we're less careful now. Many of us behind the wheel are paying less attention to driving and more to chattering on cell phones, fiddling with iPods and Blackberries, and adjusting global positioning devices. And more of us are driving motorcycles, accounting for a growing number of highway deaths. So what's the explanation? It's the economy, stupid. When the economy tanks, as it began to do last year, fewer people are on the road. It's not just the high gas prices. The same pattern can be seen in other major downturns. When unemployment rises, fewer people commute to work. When incomes fall, fewer people drive to the malls or to movies and restaurants because they have less money to spend. And fewer people on the roads mean fewer highway accidents and deaths. The last time we saw this big a drop in highway deaths was 1991, which was also the last time we experienced this big a plunge in our economy. Highway fatalities rose again in the mid-1990s as the economy revived. Given how the economy is now going, 2008 will probably turn out to be among the safest years on record.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. Thanks very much for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.